We have in this week's parsha something very interesting. Which I think is a very, very, it's an important lesson in many areas of life. Yaakov Avinu is called Ishtam. Rashi says that Ishtam means that his peh and his piv kaliboy. That means what Rashi's saying is that Rashi's creating a parallel between Esav, who was tzayid b'piv. Rashi says, what is tzayid b'piv? He went hunting with his mouth. So Rashi says that he used to trick his father. He used to go hunt his father and tell him all types of funny lumdashakashes. How do you take off ma'isa from this and take off that? What does that mean, by the way? You have to be a little bit deeper. Tzayid b'piv means that he had an akud of kedusha. He had kedusha. He had potential. Halei Yitzchak Avinu thought he can get the brachas, which we'll talk about in a minute. So he had inside of him on a kuda, a spark of kedusha, but it was bepiv. It wasn't in his heart. It didn't penetrate. So he said all the right things, by the way. He said lamdish shailas, crazy things that nobody ever thought of. Last year we spoke about it because he never really learned the sugya. So you know those type of guys who never learn a sugya, and then they come say a chabur, they ask a kasha, nobody thought about it because he didn't learn the sugya. It was all types of things, but it wasn't pivotally, but it didn't come from inside. It wasn't internal. So it was tzayid b'fiv. So he, l'umazeh, he was tam. What's tam mean? Tam means that it was b'peh b'lev, complete. It was internal. So there's a parallel over here between the tamkeit of Yankiv, who was echad b'peh v'echad b'lev, And Esav was a hypocrite. He talked the talk, he walked the walk, but he wasn't the real thing. But the word Tam has a much, much, much deeper meaning in describing Yaakov Avinu. I want to explain it. I like there's a big problem. You all know that in the Haggadah, the Tam is not a positive figure. Right? The Tam is called, what do they call it in English? A simpleton. I don't know what they say in the English Haggadahs. What do they say in Arsko Haggadah? What? Tam is a simpleton? That's what they say. Everyone speaks Hebrew in my house, so we got rid of all the Maxwell Haggadahs. So I don't have the English translation anymore. You guys don't even know what a Maxwell Haggadah is. It sounds like you know, right? But either way, remember Maxwell Haggadahs?
Maxwell House, yeah.
I don't even know what Maxwell House is either. Yeah. There was the first English Haggadahs from the coffee. Akoponim, a simpleton, right? And if you look at all the pictures that you have of the Tam, look how he looks in the water course. I think it's the guy with the baseball cap. He doesn't come to the same, no? The Russians with the baseball cap? So how does the Tam look in the pictures? What? What?
He doesn't usually have a mouth.
He doesn't have a mouth. Yeah. It's a simpleton, what's called in Hebrew a temple. Yeah? So it's very strange. Yaakov Avinu is called Tam. I'm going to teach you something very, very deep. Yaakov Avinu is called Tam. Tom in the Haggadah is a very negative guy. He's a guy who doesn't have Tom Alweyman. They slept him in also. They got him into the four Abonim. I want to learn with you a Maral and a Goin. They both say the same thing. Listen carefully. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Beis. Ki Yesharim Yishkenu Oretz. The Yesharim, they dwell in the land. Utmimim, and the Tmimim Yuvasruba, they stay there. I'm not getting into the Yuvas Ruba. They're going over here, Mishle, Perek Beis, Pasuk Chof Aleph, and the Maral in the Sivha Avoida. It's very interesting. I'll tell you a Chiddush for itself. First of all, the Maral. Maral in the Sivha Avoida has a Chelik on Tmimus. He says something very deep. What's the difference between Yashar and Tmimim? Pasuk says two types of people. Says the Maral, and the Goyim says the same thing word for word. It's fascinating. Yashar is somebody who is a glatta mensch. What's about a glatta mensch? He has seichel, he has chachma, and he uses it to run his life. He's a yashristic guy. Tam, he says, is a guy who doesn't have seichel, like the Haggadah. But the positive spin of a Tam is he doesn't need seichel. He's so dovek in the Eibishta, he doesn't need his seichel to intervene and tell him what to do. So Tam, says the Maral, is taka the Tam of that God of the simpleton, who doesn't have any seichel. But the other side of that is that he's so dovek in the Eibishta, so when the Torah talks about that Yaakov Avinu is a Tam, we're taka saying he didn't have seichel. But he didn't need seichel. because he was Dovik Kulei Lev Piv. So that's the positive side of being a Tam. I saw a marshal for Rav Chaim Friedland. It makes a Moritika marshal. A Moritika marshal. If a guy is a heavy smoker, yeah? So on Friday night, on Shabbos, a guy who's a heavy smoker who smokes 2 packs a day. On Shabbos, he doesn't have a taiva. Yeah, Shabbos afternoon, short ski already, it starts to get, you start to see these guys pacing. Okay? But a regular guy, why? Because he's a tam. He knows it's engraved in your brains that you don't need seichel for that, right? On a Wednesday afternoon, you go to the 2-pack guy and you try to activate his seichel and say, you know, that 90% of people who smoke die of lung cancer? Or you have a 1,500% chance more to get to die of lung cancer? Okay? That's already yashrus, that's already seichel. Either it talks to you, it doesn't talk to you. That's not a dargah of tam. So there are things in our lives where we're tams, where it's engraved on us, we don't need seichel to interfere, we don't need to have a shirt, you don't need to convince ourselves. That was the dargah of Yankovina, who was a tam. He didn't need seichel. The Kohen speaks about it, that there's two different things. That's moridik. And that's why the Gemara says in Chulin, that in the Kisei HaKavod is a tzura of an Adam, the tzura of Yaakov Avinu is on the Kisei HaKavod, because Yaakov Avinu is dovek in the Eibishter. He doesn't need to negotiate with himself. Yankov ish tam yeshev v'halom. That's very gishmak. But there's a second side to Yaakov Avinu. I want to tell you a Murid de Gazach I saw in the Sefer of Gedal Yeshua, a Marvel de Gazach. You all know that everybody asks, why did the brachis of Yaakov Avinu need to come through this whole scam of him tricking his father? He couldn't get the brachas any other way. There's a lot of Torah that was said on this, but the question is better than all the answers. He brings the teretz over here, which is niflamoid. I want to explain it. Adova niflamamish. You all know there's a famous chazal that the pasuk says in this week's parasha that when Yaakov Avinu came to get the bracha vayorach es begodov, he smelled the clothing. So Chazal said, Al tikri begodov, don't call it begodov, el a boigdov. Boigdov are the traitors. And Chazal bring down over here two stories of two people in the Zman HaMikdash who were gefeldach rishoyim, that when the goyim came, the goyim said to them, you guys are such gangsters, you take out the caliph from the Beis HaMikdash. And they said, no, we're not going to do it for chulu. And they tortured them to death. They did tshuva in the last second. They said, we're not going to. So when Yaakov Avinu comes to get the bracha, Yitzhak Avinu is seeing these gangsters, these traitors who did tshuva in the last second. What does that have to do with the bracha? The pshat's very partial, I'll explain. Why did Yitzhak Avinu want to give the bracha to Esav? Yitzhak Avinu didn't know everything that we know from Pashas told us, since the last time he learned, told us the Q&A, he never rethought it. He didn't know everything we know about Esav. That was, we know, Yitzhak Avinu didn't know. He didn't do the parasha, he didn't get to it, he was busy. That makes sense? The pshat's poshut. Esav was a troubled child, and he was born with a lot of bad netiyas. Yaakov Avinu was tam, we just said. Tam means no seich, I don't need anything, I'm on the program. Yoshev Olam, he sat and learned. Esav was a problematic kid, he had many challenges. Yitzhak Avinu understood that there were two avoidas in the world. There was one avoida of Yoshev Olam, of do good, be a tam. And then there's Ish Soda, there's people who are out there who need to fix the Ra of the world. And that was Esav's job. Esav's job was that he had Kedusha, he had Sayyid Bepiv, he had an Akuda, and his job was to fix himself. And through that, to be the one who's going to be Misakin, the Ra in the world. That's why Yitzhak Avinu wanted to give him the Bracha, because Yitzhak Avinu is Yira Shemayim. Yitzhak Avinu is Yira. Esav needed it. Yaakov didn't need it. He was sitting in the base of Medi. He never went out to the Spipuchal. He didn't have Nisyonis. His job was to sit and learn. Esav's job was to fix the world, to fix the Ra. Yitzhak Avinu said, I'm going to give him Yira, Pachad Yitzchok. He'll have a kli to deal with it. Rivka Imenu, being a good Jewish mother, she shmecked out that this Esav's not going to work. Yaakov Avinu is going to step out of the oil and he's going to fix the Ra in the world. So when he smelled him, what did he smell? He smelled the boigdim, he smelled the traitors, those who need help. Because the whole avoida, the whole brach of Yitzhak Avinu was to fix the ra in the world, not to fix the good. The good was fine. It was ish tam, yeshavon tam, no seichel, nothing. We're going, we're gate. I don't need seichel even. I'm so dovek to the Eibishter, but Esav's out there in the soda. Esav needs tikkun. So the bracha of Yitzhak Avinu was given dafka for those who are the boigdim, those who are the traitors, those who are the gangsters, those who are not the seder. And Shteyt in Svarim Mori Dikazach, Targum Yonizu Ben Uziel, brings down over here that he smelled. What did he smell? He smelled the reich of the Keteris in the Beis Hamikdash. Why dafka the Keteris? So the Gemara says in Krisus that there are 11, someone, what's the 11th one? The Chelbana. Chelbana is connected Poshe Yisrael. The Chelbana has a terrible smell. But it's connected to Poshe Yisrael, and that's why it's brought in the Svarim. There's 11. 10 is Shlemus of Kedusha, and then the 11th one adds on, and he smells terribly, a terrible reich. But when you bring it together with the Keteris, then it's a Moiridika thing. That's the Indian of Keteris. Keteris is the Indian of taking the Ra along for the ride. He smelled the Keteris. So, when Yankovino got the bracha, he was getting Esau's job. He undertook Esau's job. So this is what B'Gedai Yisrael says, Amar Tegazach. The Gemara says in Brachas, La'olam havi adam arum b'yira. A person should always be shrewd when it comes to Yir Shemayim. Says Rashi, laharim b'chol mini arma, all types of shrewdness, all types of trickery. Li'yira b'yira. When it comes to Yir Shemayim, you need to scheme out what you're doing. And you need to think, and you need to plan, you need to strategize, and you need to use shrewdness. Harama. So he says, Amar Dikazach, why? Because if you're Yoshev Oil and you're not meeting up with the Ra because you're a Tam, you're on such a high level you don't even need to activate your Seichel, so then you don't need trickery. But if you're out there fighting the Yetzirahs, you're fighting the Boikdim, Yira needs Harama, Yira needs shrewdness. Arum B'Yira, you have to be shrewd, you have to be smart. So this is what he says, Mori Degazach. The reason why he got the Bracha using an act of trickery was because the Brachas were coming to give him the Avodah of Esav, and the Avodah of Esav is trickery. So to prepare him for the Avodah that he needs to do of being an Orum, being shrewd, the Kabbalah of the Bracha wasn't an oven of shrewdness to be making him for the Avodah that he needs to do. In other words, what was the message to him? The message was that the Bracha you're getting now, no Tom Dicker guy, is not for a Tom. This war is not for a Tom, so they started to train him. How you got the bracha? And that came to symbolize the Yaakov Avinu, that you're going into a different place now. Now's not the time to be a naive, tmimistic guy and says, I've never heard of these things. No, it doesn't work that way. Start to be shrewd. And you did that. His lashon over here is, Ki lechelkas avoydes on Esau, for that chelik, you need trickery, you need shrewdness. You need to be on the ball. You can't just say, oh, I didn't hear about that, I didn't know about it. That's another thing, Kazakh. So it comes out, it's very interesting. And it's brought down the Svarim that this was a big nisayon for Yankovino. You take this Tam from the Beis HaMikdash, you have a Tam, right? Tam means Yeshiva, a whole life he sat and learned. Yeshiva Olam, but he didn't stop learning. He learned on a level, not a Yosho. He learned on a level of a Tam. A Tam means he never needed his Seichel. He was an autopilot. Yankovino, Ish Tam. He didn't need Yosho. He didn't need a Seichel to tell him don't smoke. He didn't smoke. It wasn't even a shayla. You take this guy and you tell him, go out to the world now and go be misakin the ra of the world. And you have to be shrewd. Yaakovinu Davin, says the Medrash. Oh, yeah, I'm going to lose my tmimiskite. I'm going to lose my tmimiskite. The Maral says, Eloshen Amor Dekazach. When you're dealing with yourself versus the Ebishtah, be a Tam. When you're dealing with the world, be a Yosha. Use your Seichel. Don't be stupid. Don't be naive. Don't be tmimistic. And it's a hard thing. How do you juggle both? Can a person go out to the world, be misakin the ra of the world, and still hold on to his nikias, to his tmimistic a kite that can't be the Ebershta, I'm not this shrewd operator, I'm not running scams? With the Eitzor, you have to run scams. L'olim tia orim b'yira. He brings down over here Mavel b'Kazach. The Rambam says in Perush Mishnayos and Tmura, there's two words in Hebrew. There's Orma and there's Mirma. Orma, he says, is being wise and shrewd. Mirma means you're a scam artist. Esav said, Lokach achicha b'mirma. Esav said it was mirma, but it wasn't mirma, it was arum. It was shrewdness, not scam kite. So I was speaking yesterday in Kiryat Sefer. I was talking to the Kiryat Sefer Yungalite over there. They're very tmimistic. They don't know anything. I told him, you're bringing up kids in 2025 for yourselves, so you can be to me a mystic. Tom, you don't know anything. You don't even need Zechel. Eivishta. But for your kids, you need a little bit of scamming. You need to be shrewd. You need to understand. What's the get to us is that you have to know, Shetach HaMoyvet Dikazach, that even Yankov Avinu, who was Dovik in the Boire, he wasn't even a Yosha, he was a Tam. To fight the Yetzahara, you need strategy. You need to scam him out. You need to detour around him. You need to be an Orum. And somebody who goes with his head in the wall and doesn't think about things and just goes weiter, there's no chance you're going to win. Atkidekach, that he underwent a training mission to learn how to scam. He started with Yitzhak Avinu. Yitzhak Avinu, you know, you have to scam out the Yetzirah. He started with his father. That was his first exercise in being an Orum B'Yira. It's a different Avodah. It's a different Avodah. You're in the base Medrash, you're in Sheval, and be a Tam. You're fighting the Yetzirah? Go out there. And Yankovino, Mitasa Shlema, Yankovino, all his kids turned out okay. It's a balance of both. A person could be a Tam, and a person could create inside of him islands of places which don't need always to say, should I come to First Seder, be a Yeshiva, or be a Tam. And then there are times where a person has to be shrewd and not to wake up afterwards that the Yetzirah scammed you instead of you scamming him. That's the balance of Yankov Avinu, that he wore two hats. It's a Murid de Kazakh. He was the shrewdest of the shrewd, right? Afterwards he bumps into Lavan. What did he tell Rachel? Your father's a scam artist? I'm the biggest around. Achavani Bramois. What happened to this naive dicker person? The answer is, it's not about personalities. Some people say, well, that's how I am. You know, the scam artists say, I'm a scam artist. Right? I know a few. And then the Tamimus dicker guys say, sorry, I'm a Tamimus dicker guy. It's not true. You need both. You have to know what you're doing. If you're a scam artist in the base medrash, then you're in trouble. I know if you're like that also. And if you're a Tamim Zika guy, when you're in the airport, you're also in trouble. You need both. You have to learn both tricks and both trades and be dovek in both of them.